Do you both believe that there's an Antichrist involved in any of this? You first, John Anderson.
Absolutely not. As for a single individual, now, as in John's days, as there's many Antichrists already here. In other words, that which confesses not that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is Antichrist, based on John's definition. No. As a matter of fact, the belief in an Antichrist, if you will, by the dispensational world, that he's going to receive a mortal head wound and rise from the dead, is an abomination, because it's taking the power of God, if you will, and attributing it over here to the so-called devil. Now, if I could comment on what he said about Samuel, if anyone that wants to go and read the passage can, I won't bother, but it says five times it was the spirit of Samuel. God brought Samuel up to rebuke Saul, said, tomorrow you and your sons are going to die, and that's exactly what happened. So if we're going to deal with the Bible, let's deal with it accurately at least, because it was Samuel that God brought up to rebuke Saul, plain and simple. Now, the fact of this dispensational Escobabel of the Left Behind series that's being taught is very dangerous to our society, it's dangerous to our foreign policy, and that's been proven time and time again. People believe, George, that it has to get worse and worse and worse, and that they're actually flying Jewish people, for Pete's sake, out of Poland, 300 at a time, over to Israel. Many programs are doing that, but what they don't do is get up in front of the plane and say, by the way, of the 300 of you, based on our own theological understanding, two out of three of you are going to die in this horrible, horrible death in the Battle of Armageddon. And by the way, the other third of you are going to become Christians. Now, you ready to go? You see, this is ludicrous that it's being fostered on people because they don't they really don't know what they believe. And I prove that on my own talk show time and time again. It cannot be refuted what I'm saying scripturally. Now, here's the point. Let's look at the foreign policy because of this Left Behind Escobabel that is going on. We, instead of having a fair and equitable Middle East policy, many of our, quote, officials and lawmakers believe in this dispensational Escobabel. Therefore, our entire foreign policy goes to a one-sided scenario. As I had Ralph Nader on my program, he says, look, hey, why can't we be equitable? I say the same thing, George. Let's be fair about it. What we give one, let's give to the other.
How about you, Ken Parsons, the Antichrist report?
First of all, I don't see for a moment that there are politicians. I think that if there's one thing I've learned outside of anything, it's just daily, everyday life. There's a difference between what most politicians say and then what they actually do. You know, we practically beg for them to go out and lie to us about, you know, their relationship with the Lord. I'm not a fan of organized religion. I never have been. Having people, you know, tell you, you know, how and what to believe and correct you on every point. I always have believed in a personal relationship with that Creator and yourself. And that's, again, something I encourage everybody to do and go in and learn and really do some deep study. Sometimes you get past the surface level and find some of these things out. But, I mean, I would say there's a better chance that the Illuminati and the Bilderbergs have more to do with what's happening around the world and some of the things that have been created and the challenges that we've had.
Well, you may be right there.
And the pipeline in Afghanistan, you know, having troops that had already been amassed up north, you know, before this even happened. I think there's enough questions, but I also think, I don't think that it's Christians wanting there to be an Armageddon. I think that's, I just can't follow that. What I do think, that it's a lot of these world organizations, you know, that have a plan, and it ultimately, at the end of the day, they will have one single individual who will be up there calling the shots for everybody. We will have chips.
You do believe then in a one-world government may
sure.
be tied into some of this stuff.
Yeah, I think there's just way too much evidence. Like I said, I mean, just put the Bible in a drawer for a second. That's reality. Now, the fact that the Bible actually walks in lockstep with what is happening is just, again, goes with what I said about finding a common thread through all of these things.
How about
Richard Hoagland. You know, the stuff that he sees with Mars, and I think that it's...
Oh, I, for a moment, I thought you were going to say Richard was the Antichrist for
no, no,
out.
No.
Richard's listening, too.
Or David Icke. I don't think he is either.
All right, what about the Antichrist? What is your belief there? Ken Parsons. No, that's you, because John already answered that.
My perception is that he will come from what we see as the revived Roman Empire. The Roman Empire actually was never... taken over from outside. They were corrupted from within and just pretty much just rotted. I mean, they got to the point that they didn't even, you know, they were hiring mercenaries to fight their wars. I mean, it was just incredible, and they just deteriorated. But we're seeing the reemergence of that now with the European Union. We see that there's a core group, the 10, the Western European Union, which is the core 10 nations, that pretty much everybody else is an honorary member for that. We're seeing enlargement, or the devouring of the world. We're seeing more countries that want to get into that. We see the one currency. I mean, remember the headline the day that it happened. For the first time since Bible days, Europe has all one currency. So it's just, you know, we keep seeing this thing, especially right down to the chip. You know, putting it, people all over the place are getting chips put in themselves under the premise that, oh, it's going to make me safer. You know, if we had, everybody had had chips the day the towers came down, we could have just used the global positioning satellite system and tracked them all down and pulled them out. We could have saved so many lives. And, of course, that would be the end of privacy as we know it. They would know where we were, what we were doing all of the time.
All right, then what do you both feel about the number 666? John Anderson, do you actually believe this is the sign of the beast?
Yes, that was Nero in the first century, absolutely. You see, once again, if we go to the Bible for the answers, instead of trying to interpret the Bible through newspaper headlines, we can find these answers. They're very simple. Now, I'd like to comment on something that Ken said, if I could, sir.
We have a minute before the break. Go ahead.
The rapture nonsense, if anything like a one-world government is going to come into existence, is because of Wi-Fi and I'm on the next flight. Excuse me, that is the major problem today. And, yes, it is guiding our foreign policy. That is a fact.